We were in the bottom of the Yamid. Hanach, full lines to the bottom. He said, Hanach lay this chedesh tayraisa became shtaris to Rabbanim. Well, what did the Gemara say? We have a nidain if eid nasadayin or ein eid nasadayin. So saying, look, Abi eid this chedesh in tayraisa, we say ein eid nasadayin. Look, Abi kim shtaris, which is a drabanan, we say eid nasadayin. And Mimela, we pass it like this teretz. This is the klal lahalacha. That whatever's negayah deraisa, we say ain't eid nasadayin, we're machmir, and whatever's negayah din drabanan, we say that eid is nasadayin. The Taisvis Hanach Leidus Chaydish goes into the reason why there's a nidayin of eid nasadayin. Taisvis has two pshatim. The raisa eidei nasadayim tama deinei nasadayim mishum debiina sheidul lefnei hadayanim. Come from the farish of Rashi, the Ksiv, va'amdu shnei anashim elu ha'edim lefnei Hashem elu hadayanim. So according to Rashi, it's gzeres hakasev. And last week we declared if it's a sibo or a simin, what the hesber in this gzeres hakasev is. V'yesh mefarshim mishum debiina eidei shata yochel lahazima. V'ma eidim nasu dayanim eidei shiata yochel lahazima hi. Why? We know you need Eid Shiat Yochel Hazima. Now, why, if the Eid himself is a dying, is Eid Shiat Yochel Hazima? What's the husband? What? Shalai, what does that mean? Shalai. What's this is Lashon? Shalai Yakablu Azam Al Atzma. What do you mean, Shalai Yakablu Azam Al Atzma? Two Eidim will come in. And they'll say, we want to say Eidim. So they'll say, go ahead. So they'll say, how could you say you were there? You were with us at a different place. So it's Mishloi Yikablu. It means they can't.
They can't.
So you can learn Taisa's two ways. You can learn that they won't want to. The way I think you meant, Yankee, that if Eidim come in to say bad things about them, they'll send them away. They won't want to be Mekablu. And or you could learn that they're not eligible to. You can't be mekabel edus against yourself because you're in the gav with them. You can't be a dayan to make yourself muzim. Taisa shalay yakablu. Taisa in Sanhedrin says shalay yirtzu lekabel. They won't want to be mekabel, which is what you're saying. The Stipler says he doesn't know why he should say Shalai Yirtzu Lekabel. Lemais, it's true that even if Yirtzu, even if they will want to be Mekabel, they can't. They can't be Mekabel Eidus against themselves. So it seems there's two things. First of all, they won't want to be Mekabel. It's like, well, they can't be Mekabel. You can't be Mekabel Eidus against yourself. Taif. Miu. So he says, Lefi Tamzeh, Ima Eidim Kroivim Ledeyanim, Yechayel Lehayim, Leyekabel Azam Aleyhem. According to this pshat, if they're kroivim, are saying eidus, now we know they can't be a kariv to the balei dinim, that we all know. Can they be a kariv to the dayanim? So he says, lefi tamzeh, they shouldn't be eligible to be kroivim to the dayanim. We never heard of such a thing, that eidim can't be kroivim to the dayanim. Elokim de bnei azam eninu bebezden acher eidus sheyachalim zekarina bein. Why do we call it eidus shati yachal azima? Because they'll say this in this bezden. And they become Muslim at a different best. If so, hachinami, yadayin nasa eid. The place is asking, if so, here also. Why can't a dayin be an eid? And there'll be mekabel hazama in a different best. So therefore, Taisus has a kash on the Yesh Mefarshim. But Yesh Mefarshim holds because it's eid, ishiyat yochal hazima. And Taisus asks, but you can be mekabel eidus, you can be Muslim them in a different best. This best will say eid nasa dayin. And then mazimin will go to a different best. And they'll say, we'll be mazim the people who said Eidus in that best. Taisus life share. Ktsais has a Kavaldig Teretz, a Stipler brings it here. Ktsais and Simon Zayin, a cut and dalid. And he says, he makes the following cheshbon. You have to be magdim, something we learned last year in Makis, that Ein Ha'edim Nasu Zaynimin. If Eidim Zaymim, and we learned last year that if Eidim Zaymim try to say a false Eidus in Bezdin, they come and they say a false Eidus, And before Besdin paskins their muzum, that there's no din of kashazana. It has to be that they were so good, they faked out the Besdin so well that the Besdin paskined up here. That's the halach. So you need ad sheyisek hadin up here. Now I also mentioned to you once before that there's a concept of eid zaymein l'mafreya hu nifsal. I told you some machlokes Abaye and Rava. When you become eidim zaymimim, the eidim become pasul l'mafreya. They become pasul. I believe that's Abaye she did it. They become pasul l'mafreya, which means that if you mazim them, if they said eidim on Sunday, you mazim them on Monday, they become psulim from Sunday. L'mafreya hu nifsal. That's the yal kagam, right? The ayin of yal kagam is eid zaymim l'mafreya hu nifsal. So Frektit says, what's Taisa say? We're going to say Eid Nasa Dayan. So on Sunday, the Dayanim will be the Eidim, and they'll Paskin. They'll say, we saw this happen, we're Paskin. On Monday, Zaymimim are going to come. So where is Zaymimim going to go? To this Bezin they can't go, the Taisa says. Taisa says, yes, but they can go to a different Bezin. They go to a different Bezin. They'll say yesterday in the other Bezin, the Eidim who are Dayanim said that they were in this place on this time. We were with them in a different place on this time. And they'll be mazim them on Monday. So Taisa says to say the Shati Yochalazimahu, because you could be mazim them in a different Bezin. That's Taisa's cash. So the Tzais, it's not true. What's going to happen if you're mazim them on Monday in a different Bezin? What happens if you mazim them on Monday in a different bezin? What's going to happen? They're going to become pasul l'mafreya. They'll become eidim psulim l'mafreya back to Sunday. So now it comes out on Sunday, they had a din pasul. So when they paskin on Sunday, is that a psak? It's not a psak, because the psulim who paskin. So the psak bezin of Sunday is batul l'mafreya. So it comes out, they can't be Zaymimim. Because you're not Zaymimim Achi Gemar Din Apia. Only if there was a Gemar Din based on the Eidus. And now it's a Gloy Milsalam Afreya. That there was no Psak Din based on the Eidus the previous day. That there was no such Psak Din. So Frekt, so Zaktik Tzais, the Yesh Mepharshim is good. How could you say, Taisis says, that there could be Muslim in a different Bez Din? They can't really be Muslim in a different Bezdin. Is Taka true? The other Bezdin is going to accept the Eidus and say that the Dayanim who are Eidin, the Nasadayim people, were liars. But it'll come out, Lamafreya, the Psak was never a Psak. So originally the Psak Bezdin was never a Psak Bezdin. So it comes out that they're not Zaymimin, because there was no Nigmar Adin Alpiyah. We just thought it was Nigmar Adin Alpiyah. But it wasn't. There was no din of Gemara Din al PM because Lama Freya. The Gemara Din of Sunday is Batul. So the Ktzais with this Chap says that you can never have Zaymimin. Eid Nasadayin can never become Zaymimin. Because even if you'll figure out any which way to make them Zaymimin, they'll be Pasul Lama Freya. Comes out Bishas the Psak, it wasn't a Psak. And if Bishas the Psak, it wasn't a Psak. So there was no Nigmar Adin Alpiyah. This is the Ktzais Sahara. I think it's a very nice chab. Why you can never have Eidim Zaymimim. Eidim Asadai should become Zaymimim. It just means they were Psulim at that time. It's just like the Psulim from the time of the Ragadis Eidus. So the time of the Ragadis Eidus, they were Becheskas Gazlan, Gazlanusim. So Memele the Apostle for Eidus, the Apostle for Dayanus. So just like the Eidus is not a good Eidus, the Dayanus is not a good Dayanus. Right, the Dayanus wasn't before the Eidus, it was after the Eidus.
You have a Hazam, a Polig Magin. So
we
say that
there's a Psulim? Yes. We said Psulim, we just don't do, there's no Din Kashazana. We said that for Psulim, otherwise you would have to come. Yes?
How is it different than the regular Eidus that they were
Magin? But there was a Gemara Din. the past and past can up here.
You said that it does, even though the Mafreya, they weren't able at the time, you said that the Bezin can pass him on the Bezin can be poisic based on the four days. And
Bezdin erroneously paskened up here. But it was bizarre.
It is considered a bizarre.
This is like if you would have Adis and separate Adis, separate Dayanim. And later it would be a glory that these Dayanim were Kraivim, or Psulim, or Gayim, whatever. So they will come out, there was never a Psak Bezdin. Here also, there was never a Psak Bezdin. So this is the Ktsais Chap. I think it's a very sharp Chap. That if the Edom becomes Zayimim, if they were the Dayanim, so you'll never have Edom Zayimim, because it's always going to work out this way. The Stipler doesn't like this Teretz. I don't know why he doesn't like it. You know, I read through the Stipler a couple times. And I don't really have why he doesn't like the Teretz. I'll tell you the words, but what the Stipler does is he brings new cases where it's Eidus Shi'ati Yochel Azima for technical reasons. I'll give you an example. He gives an example, the Stipler says, let's say I have a shtar that's brought in front of Bez. The shtar is signed by Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are dead already. The shtar is signed by Reuven and Shimon. And you're bringing it to Bezdin, and we're making the shtar, so Nasil Kamish Nechorei Dizim Bezdin, and we pass it up to the shtar. Look, the Stipler, could Reuven and Shimon be Muslim now? They're dead. Reuven and Shimon be Muslim? No, they're not alive. It's enough that at the time of their Haggadah, they could have been Muslim. Even though today, it can't be Mazen then. It can't be Mazen then today because they're dead. Even if someone will be Mazen them, they're not going to get punished. So at this time, we see that Eivishiyat El Chalazima depends on the time you say your Haggadah to say this. Even though now, you can't really be Mazen them. So if so, the same thing here. Now, that same thing here part, I don't see. I see that what he means, that at the time you sign the shtar, they could be Muslim, and that's good enough. They take the shetty yachalazim when they sign the shtar. So that I follow what the Stipler says. I don't follow why he's slugging up the Ktsais with this. But the Ktsais said it's Eid the shetty yachalazim. Stipler's saying, no, this is called Eid the shetty yachalazim. Because at the time that I got to say this, he could have been Mazda. I don't know what the words exactly what they mean. At the time I go to say this, you could be Mazen then, but there was no Gemara Din. At the time of the Gemara Din, you couldn't be Mazen then. So I don't know what the Stipler's time is.
Kash is done, you can't do this as a Gemara Din. If you do Muslim, it's still be Mazen then, that they should become Kfulim before the Gemara Din.
By Fei Deshat Yochel Azima, you have to be able to give them the punishment. If you can't punish them, then it's not Fei Deshat Yochel Azima. So I don't chap. He seems to say at the time of the Haggadah, it was roi for what? I guess it was roi for different dayanim to paskin. Is that what he means? It was roi for something to happen. I don't know, he doesn't explain it. Usually the Stipler explains things fully here. I don't chap his kasha the Ktsais. The Ktsais sounds like a very, I thought the Ktsais was very sharp. I liked it very much. So he says, chap is nice chap. It's Eid Shiat Yechalazim, because they'll be possible in Afreya, and the Dayanim will be possible in May. Like I told you, I think the Tzais should make people smile. It's nice, you know. The chap is how it can never be, no matter what you're going to dream up, it's Eid Shiat Yechalazim. So whatever you do, if you're possible in Afreya, then there are no Dayanim in it.
Until you pass in Afreya, they're a good Bezdin. So only now
good Bezdin, but you still can't be Mazda.
When did they get him Mazen? Mazen now.
Well, now, we know from the beginning that you can never be Mazen them. Because we can make the Cheshbon right away. That if you'll ever be Mazen them, then there won't be a Psak Din. That Cheshbon is obvious.
In order for it to get rolling,
they have to be Mazen first. You have to say, Manu Yisem Makam. And you'll pass on their Eidus. But we know that you can never give them an Einish. When the Eidim died, at the time they sighed, it was Shayach that something would happen, they'll get an Einish. But here it was Mitchila. The Stipler has another case. He says, he brings it from the Tysus. Let's say two Edim said that Reuven was Mezana, he's Chayiv Chenek. And Bez and Paskin is Chayiv Chenek. Before they killed him, two other Edim came. They said he was Mechal Shabbos. Shabbos Dainish is Skila. So Bezdin will now Paskin to give him Skila. So the stipler asks, but it's Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azima. Why? Because they tried to kill a person who's Chayiv Misa anyway. They just tried to up his Einish from Chenek to Skila. You can't do Kasha Zamam to them on that. How do you do Kasha Zamam? They tried to get him to go from Chenek to Skila. So now we're going to do it to them. What are we going to do to them? They're not Chayiv Chenek. If they be Chayiv Chenek, you maybe could do it. They didn't try to kill anybody. The people they tried to give Skila to were dead people anyway. They're Gavra Ketila, they're Chayiv Chenek. So they tried to raise it from Chenek to Skila. So Stifel says, Taisus has this kash. It's Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azima. If they're already Chayiv Chenek, and two Eidim says Chayiv Skila, it's Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azima.
Which Eidim or Muslim? The ones that said that it's really
the second, the Skila ones. So the Skila ones are Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azima, because if you be Mazim them, you can't give them the punishment. Because their point, why did they try to do it in? They tried to take a person who's getting Misa B'chenek and up into Skila. So how are you going to do that to them? They're not Chayiv Chenek. So Tosfos answers, no, it's Shaykh. Because if you'll be Mazim, the first pair of Eidim, who said he's Chayiv Chenek, and the second pair, then the second pair will be Chayiv Nisa. Tosfos says it's Shaykh, it's Eichet Timtzum. So the stipler brings that to compare it to here. Again, I don't follow his comparison. What does that have to do with this case, with the Ketzais? The stipler says, just like over there, since it's possible, to be mazim dam, even though it's only if certain things happen, same thing here. What does he mean the same thing here? I don't follow the stipler's tain on the Ketzais. Usually the stipler, if you have a kasha, you have a kasha. It's not because you don't follow. I push it, don't follow his dimion. I don't see the comparison, what he means. And it's a problem. Okay, but at any rate, this is Tysus' rule. I'd like to move on. I just want to remind you, we had in Makis last year, a Machlaikis HaPaiskim, if Dine Maminis needs Eidish after Yochel Azima. It's a Machlaikis. When you learn Mesechtis Makis, all the cases in the Mishnah are not Dine Mamin. We get Kasha Zomam, right? Golos, Malkis, Misa, Ben Grusha Bechalutza. Does Dine Mamin need Atish Eidishi Ati Yochel Azima? There's a Machlaikis, the Shach, and the Neidib Yehuda. The Shach in Simin Lamed Gimel, Sekut and Tezayin says, Eidim Mamin also needs Eidishi Ati Yochel Azima. And the Neidib Yehuda and Atshuva, Chelek Aleph, Evin Ezrai and Beis, argues and holds you don't need Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azima. It's obviously a very cholyistic machlokes. What type of Eidah you need for Dine Mamins? The Shach says it's a Beferish Mishnah. Echad Dine Mamins ve'echad Dine Nefashis be'inan Drisha L'chakira. Perek, the name of the Perek, Echad Dine Mamins in Sanhedrin. That they both need Drisha L'chakira. We learned last year what's Drisha L'chakira. What is the Drisha? That's the seven questions they have to answer. Six questions have to do with when, which day, which month, which week, which year. And the seventh question was where. Where and when, and that's all. It's a Hazama. So the Shach says, it's a Beferish and Mishnah, that Dine Mamanis needs Drisha Mechakira. Now Yehuda says, no. That's referring to Knasais. Knas. Like Kefel or Dalad Vehei, any Knas, Taka needs Eidah Shiyati Yochel Azima. But when you have it in Torah between two people, you understand this is a very, you know what this means? I want to tell you how Lamaisa it is. If somebody comes to Bezin, he says, I saw Reuven borrow $100 from Shimon. Did you anybody here ever see Reuven and somebody borrow money from someone else? No? I saw it. If somebody asked you, what date was it? Do you remember exactly? I mean, it was 2 days ago, you remember. But a month ago, 2 months ago. So he says, I'm sure that he borrowed money from me. He says, I didn't. Or I'm sure he broke his window, you know. I'm sure. Anybody ever get into a car accident? You remember the date? Most people don't remember the date. What?
I know when it was. I know it was Tuesday, 3 weeks ago.
Oh, then you can figure it out. What I'm saying is very often there are going to be Aiden that will be positive he lent the money. They'll tell the whole story. Yeah, we were going shopping. He didn't have enough money. He borrowed. Say, when was it? All right, so you could get your credit card slip and see what the date was. Hey, maybe you could. But very often, people won't remember the exact day. According to the Nidib Yehuda, you could still say, be Makabal Sachedis. Because Mammon doesn't need Adi Shati Yachal Azima. Now, if they'll lie, if they're going to say something, we find they're lying, then we'll throw out the Adis. They'll say it was a date. People say you were with us somewhere else, we'll throw it out. No question. But if they just don't remember the date, remember roughly, that's going to be Adi Shati Yachal Azima. According to the Nidib Yehuda, it's a good Adis. And according to the Shach, it's not a good Adis. You need Adi Shati Yachal Azima. Very. Yes.
What about the Mishnah that says that when the Chalik from Moed, if I know not for in August, it's not the version of it, that you need, if there is a question
of them. That Mammon, it depends what the Mammon is. No, I'm sorry. The Parsha of Hazam is Shayach. Whether it, you need Eidah Shati Yochel HaZima, that's the Shayach. The Mishnah is Mechalkin be Mammon, Vei Mechalkin be Malkus. Is it clear it's talking about Mammon in Akdosis there? But even if it's about Mammon, maybe he's made in the Einish, just those you don't need Eidah Shati Yochel HaZim. Anyway, this is a machloikis in the Shach. One of the Shach's rayas is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, our Tosis says, Eid Nasadayim, why? Because you need Eidah Shati Yochel HaZim. Now this rule of Eid Nasadayim is applying to Mammonis. That ain't Eid Nasadayim. So we see that you need Eidah Shati Yochel HaZima by Dinei Mammon. It's the Ferishir and Asugya, according to the Yesh Mefarshim. It's the Ferishir and Asugya that ain't Eid Nasadayim applies to Mammon. And by Mammon, you need Eidah Shati Yochel HaZima, according to this Yesh Mefarshim. It seems to be the Ferish like the Shach. Right, and Tosis didn't slug it up. Even to those who argue the Yesh Mefarshim, Tosis didn't slug it up because Mammon doesn't eat. But for different reasons. He says it is Shayach Lazim.
What's the Nidib Yehuda?
Nidib Yehuda says you don't need it by Mammon. If I recall correctly, I didn't check again, I think he holds that Eidah Shati Yochel Lazima is a chumra to protect that we shouldn't have Eidim unless they're perfect Eidim. So that's good when it's a new Eschaibus. When it's a dinter between two people, when not machmir, when you machmir on one side, you make on the other side. So that chumra and kula we don't. So then Yehuda answers our sugya, and he says that really you don't need Eidah Shati Yochel HaZima by Mammon. But in Dinei Dayonis, it has to be the same. The pasuk says Mishpat Echad Yelochem, that the din Torah, the Bezdin, has to have the same rules for Dinei Mammonis and Dinei Nefashis. So Yehuda learns that since by Dinei Nefashis ain't Eid Nasadayin and Mishpat Echad Yelochem, so Memela Dinei Nefashis Dinei Mammonis both need Mishpat Echad Yelochem, both need the rule of ain't Eid Nasadayin. So it's a teretz, but I think the Pashtus would seem like the Shach. Okay, let's cover some ground in the Gemara. Amar Abba, Amar Afon, Amar Rav. Okay, Shloisha Shiyashvu L'Kayim Es Hashtar. Three people sit down to be Mekayim, to write a handpick on Hashtar. V'kara Irur Al Echad. And Nirur Al Echad Mehem. And one of them, there was an error. The Gemara will explain error demai. Achalai chasmu mi'idin alav v'chaisim. If they didn't sign yet, so the two other dayanim could say, Eidis, that he's a kosher. V'chaisim. Misha chasmu. From the time that they signed, mi'idin alav v'chaisim. It's too late. Once you sign, you're going to get Eidis. you sign with a third person. You don't want the third person to turn out to be apostle. So Mimele, you're in the Gei Beidus, you cannot say Eidus. What's going on? Ira the Gazlanusa. If the Ma'arim said he's a Gazlan, and these two Dayanim say he's not a Gazlan, what's it going to help that they're going to say he's a kosher? If they're two say he's apostle, two say he's a kosher, so he won't be kosher. Why won't he be kosher? Why won't he be kosher?
She says,
kasher b'achi. Rashi holds that if two Edim say Edis, that someone's apostle. Two say he's a kosher, Leim is kasher b'achi.
Those two Edim don't do anything now. They don't help them.
Hmm?
Those two Edim don't help them now.
Can't be
so you don't give him a cheskes kashrus. He started with cheskes kashrus.
You can't
be mighty moment with that. Because you're being mighty moment. So maybe that's the pshat. Rashi also, because you're being mighty moment, so maybe we'll give him a cheskes kashrus for other dinei taira. But to be mighty moment, you can't be mighty moment. Trey v'trey is a suffix. And okay, good. Taisis says a kashrus. Taisis
disagrees.
Taisa disagrees. Taisa says that they're kosher for other places, if it's trei v'trei. Taisa learns, if you look opposite the bottom of the Eimish but near mitzvah, kei nira kapirshu v'inu chananel, v'lei airi v'edis dayonim, or v'edis acherim, v'achipush. Ima shalechos mukir kar ir al echad mehem, midim shnayim min ashuk ala v'chaisim. Avi ukuyashu v'bezden acher shechshiru v'loi botl v'ara moishim. So what's he saying? The need on here is whether the Bezdin has to start all over, or whether the Bezdin can continue, is that what he says?
Mm-hmm.
Whether they can continue on. Okay, anyway, back to the Gemara. Ir the Pagam Mishpacha Gilim Yosef Yamu. If it's whether he's an Eved or not, that's something you can be Mevar. So two and two will be Mevar. Find out. Two say is a gazlan, two say did tshuva. Oh, so now it's good. Now the two said tshuva, it's not trei v'trei. They're not contradicting the first two. First to say he stole, the second say we know he stole. But he did whatever it is that's required for tshuva, he did it. Good. I'm Reb Zera. Ha milsa me rabab shmi'ali, v'ilav rabab dimanaku shachachta. I once heard this, and if not that I was reminded, I would have forgotten it. Why is this important that he would have forgotten it? Huh? Why didn't I tell you this? I learned this, if not that he reminded me, I would have forgotten.
I forgot I was learning, no?
Huh? No, that was Beisif. Huh? He's telling you that you have to chazer? I don't know. What? Or maybe it's a nechama that we're not the only ones who forget. He forgets also. Okay.
He's giving him credit for reminding
him.
He's giving him credit for reminding
him. It's like he's supposed to give credit to someone in Chalz Puri. He's giving him credit. Okay. Could be. Gimel shiyashu l'kayim v'seshtaru meisech l'mehem. Tzrich l'michtav v'meisech plus avina. You can have a funny shtar. It's a shtar of a besim, but only two signatures. The dead man can't sign. So they already paskin. So now they want to sign. It should be a raya. If two people sign, people who look at the shtar will think that there were two dayanim. So you must write the meisef plus avina that we were originally three. Amr nachbar yitzchak because of a shtar did not nafik l'kadmana beidina suloi tzarach. You can also write that it was in front of a bezel. For the gemara dilma bezel chatzafum. Just writing bezdin without writing plasa, maybe it's a bezel chatzaf k'dishmul. Damishmul shanim shadano dinayim dinash nekro bezel chatzaf. You don't want to make it look like you're a Bezna Chatzov. Iksiv bei Beidina de Ravina Ashi. My answer is, it says Beidina de Ravina Ashi. Domei Rabbanu de Ravina Ashi k'dishmol sri'alu. Maybe they did a Bezna of Ravina Ashi with two. Iksiv bei va'omalan Rabbana Ashi. Rabashi said to do it this way. Rabashi would have never told them to do it with two. So then it's good with three. So why this whole pshat? Well, the Gemara is basically saying, Avadi, Shrek, and Moses plus Avina. But if you have any other way of showing that it was three, so then you're in business. Then you're okay.
Is it that they don't want to seem like that they were Bezna Chatzif, or that most people don't hold
that? I think it's that they don't want to seem like a Bezna Chatzif. That's why they have to write it. Because people who look at it will make a mistake. Does Rashi say it clearly? Rashi doesn't say it clearly. I think in the Merv Shif he says that he learns that the pshat is that they don't want to seem like a Bezna Chatzif. The Rav Shif says, "Ikra dina de Rav Zera balash miyenu the meisechad hashpalei haval shnayin the yita haraya loymer shakim shtaris b'shnayin achein tzrichim lichta in meisef klasa." He says, "Someone's look at the star is going to make a mistake. They're going to think that they did it with two, and they'll make a toss. So then, Hashem can have three signs. They don't have to write it." Okay. Now, I just would like, I want to move on. I just want to chap around, to do what Rabacha de Minako did, and to remind you of something you may forget. So just want to chaza the main nakuda of Trey Betray, just in 3 minutes. What was the main lumdis of Trey Betray? Maybe 1 in 3 minutes, 6 minutes. What was the main lumdis of Trey Betray? Mm-hmm. Two ways of learning, Bishop Shmaitz had. We know when you have two Edim against two Edim, it's two Edim against two Edim, you ukmi achazaka. Okay, trey la'ali trey, ukmi achazaka. The main longness of trey v'trey, what we should always remember when we hit trey v'trey, two ways of learning. Either, when you have two against two, it's commander less than udami. We ignore both pairs. Or we say commander isna udami. That both pairs are there. Commander isna udami. Shef Shmaitz and Shmaitz Avav has an Arichos. He says the Iker is Commander Isnavadami. What is the main Afkamina? If you say Commander Lesnu and Commander Isnu, what's the difference? And if two other witnesses come, that'll be part of Trey V'Trey, Trey Kameh. It will be the same Raya, Eden, but it won't be the same, that they don't argue. But if you have Migul, let's say you have a different Raya. You mentioned Migul. Right. Let's say the two Edim have a Migul. Taisus in Bava Basra asks that the second pair of Edim have a Migul, that they could have said the first pair are Gazlanim or Kraven. Why don't we trust the second pair with a Migul? So Shef Shmaitzer says, he learns this pshat into Taisus Teretz, that you don't say Migul because Migul doesn't help you. Trey v'trey commandi isnu means both sides already have the maximum Raya, and being that they have the maximum Raya, so adding a Migul to one side doesn't do anything. Because Trey Kameya, two Edom like 100 Edom. So if you have two Edom on one side, two Edom plus a Migul on the other side, it doesn't help you. So we had many Nafkaminas. I don't know, we spoke out probably 5 or 6 Nafkaminas at least. I remember one was, if two Edom say an animal's a Trefa, two other animals say the animal that the animal's not a Trefa. So Trey V'Trey. Do we say we go bus a rive behemoth, ain't them treifus? If you have Trey V'Trey, let's go bus a rive. Rive animal's not Trey. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is Mesupik. But the Shef Shmaitzer says, no. The Shef Shmaitzer says, can't go bus a rive. Because command is no dani. So you have two against two. What is a rive going to help you? So we had it by rive, we had it by migu, we had it by. By cases of chazakah, the type of chazakah that's a svara, I think we had if two Edim say he paid tazmanai, and two Edim say he didn't pay tazmanai. We have a chazakah and another prayer tazmanai. So what do you do when you have trey v'trey the raya? So the Shmaitzer holds, trey v'trey commandi isnu dami, and it won't help you to say that, well, we have chazak and a prayer to Asmanai, so let's say he didn't pay. Once you have two and two, it doesn't help. At the Shef Shmaitzer, command the Isnu Dami. We said that Kiveger seems to hold command the Isnu Dami. Then I mentioned the Tosis on Chavbeis Amid Beis, who says that when you have trei v'trei of a woman's ishes ish, she's megureshes. Uki achazaka. So Tosis said, if someone's bayal har, he'll get chenek. Tosis says, if someone will be bayal har, he'll get chenek, because we put her on cheskes ishes ish. So that's mashma, Tosis holds, command the lesson who done it. That the two against the two we ignore, and she's becheskes ishes ish. If you all trei v'trei command the isnu, it means it's still a safik. The king of person chenek. When this trade betray. So that was the fourth or fifth nafgamina. What do we have? Migo, Raiv, Chazaka, Chazaka in a Pretas Manai. And it's the fourth nafgamina. If you were given Einish, based on this psalm. The place we had it, that it was brought into the Gemara there, was the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus on the top of Yates Amid Aleph. By trade betray, if Tfisa helps. If you have two against two, two people say you're a mufzik in something, two people say it's mine, two people say it's yours. So we leave it by you. If I grab it, does Tfisa help? Rashi said Tfisa helps. Taisa said no, the top Taisa is your test, right? It said Tfisa does not help. So that machlaik is totally vital. They're in the same thing. I'm sorry, the top Taisa chof amin alef. Nafkamina, right? Top ties is perish for contrus, eight of them, tani, lavni mimishtara, of like Karina Bay. Nafkamina, the toughest like Nafkina Mine. Rashi holds, if you typhus it, you don't take away. And Taisis argue. Again, if you hold trey betray is isnahu, then grabbing helps. Then grabbing, it would help because it's a suffix, you have two against two, so if I have it, you can't take it away from me. Trey betray commanded lesnahu, so if the trey would have never come, I can't grab from you. So I can't grab from you here either. So this is the fifth nafkamina. These are five of the nafkaminas. I suspect we had more than five. If I come up with five now, I suspect we have more than five nafkaminas, trey v'trey. So every time you hear the words trey v'trey, this should pop up into your mind. You know, the computer, something, click things, something come up. Trey v'trey, immediately what should come up in our mind, two ways to learn, command this, no command the last one. You'll figure out right away that's got to be a sheshmaitz. Something like that. And this is the two ways to learn, whether you remember all the nafkaminas. Basic two ways of learning. But new Mishnah. Before we start the Mishnah, this Mishnah and this Gemara talk about Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Bisuri, which means that if I come into Bezdin and I say that I'm a Kayin, even though Bezdin has no proof, I'm not allowed to marry a grusha. Shavya Nashe, Chaticha Disura. If I come into bed and I say, this is Nevela, even though Bezdin has no proof, I'm not allowed to eat it. Shavya Nashe, Chaticha Disura. And so on and so forth. Why? Why Shavya Nashe, Chaticha Disura? Why is it awesome? So what are the two ways that pop into your mind? Okay, good. All right, Shavya Nashe, Chaticha Disura, wherever you have shtickle. Not whenever the Gemara mentions the words Shavya Nashi Chidi Sura, the Mefarshim stick in two ways to learn Shavya Nashi. It's of Nemanis or Neder, whether because we believe you, or the Neman or Atzmai. So if you say about yourself that you're a Kayim, we talk and believe you, or the Neman or Atzmai. Or, if no, we don't believe you. The person's not believed about his Kriven, he's certainly not believed about himself. Just as it did Neder. The Neder means that it's ki'ilu, you made a neder to behave as if you're a kayin. These were the chalukei deis, the shar hamelech was the one who brought down the two ways to learn, b'shem different mefarshim. And the neder b'yehuda is the one who, you had this in Hilchos Shechita, those who learned Shechita, you had in the Pesukei Teshuva. Neder b'yehuda made fun of which pshat can you make fun of? If you're going to shout at a neder, why? Say, if you're a neder, you should be able to be mat a neder. The person says, I'm a kayin, a bezdin, the old is a neder, let him be mat a neder. You know such thing? You can't tell bezdin something and be mat a neder. So therefore, he didn't like this and other reasons. He didn't like the idea that it's that it has a did neder. Right, so that's Shavi Adav Sheikh Lee. Yeah, then Akdama, let's learn the Mishnah. Hisha Sha'amra Eishas Ish Hayisi Begrushani. A woman comes into Beis Din. She tells the Beis Din, I was once married. Eishas Ish Hayisi. Begrushani. And now I've been divorced. Now Beis Din has no clue. They never met this lady before. They have no chazaka, whatever she may be. So Beis Din says, we believe you. We believe you were married, believe you were a geget. Shehapesha asr, hu hapesha hitter. Alright, we had pesha asr already. It's the fourth mission of the parrot. Three out of four mishnayos were pesha asr. Pesha asr, pesha hitter. Vim yeshayidim shayse shesish. Viyabaras grushani. Ein anemenes. So we had this also every time we had pesha asr. When is a pesha asr? Only if she had it available to her. But if yareidim shayse shesish, then what does this mean? The Eidim came when? Before or after? When did the Eidim come? After she had a Pesha Asr or before?
Before. Before
So the order of the Mishnah is a little out of order then. Right? Im Yesh Eidim. Should have really said, Im Yesh Eidim, Ein Anemenes. Im Ein Eidim, it's a little misleading. It says, Im Yesh Eidim, it sounds like Eidim could come later. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in his Pirish on the side of the Mishnah, says, that's a little misleading. It really, is this the order you want to say Peshasa, but it's a little misleading. Rabbi Akiva Eiger names on that if the Eidim come later, she already had a Peshasa, she already had a proof that she's telling the truth. If the Eidim had come first, she wouldn't have had a Pesha Asa, because we knew she's an Eishes Ish. If the Eidim come later, then it's already, she already has a Pesha Asa, she's already home safe.
But isn't the whole thing Pesha Asa because since she brought on this, so she could have always said, it's like a baby, because she could have said, then I don't.
Therefore,
even if they didn't come after, she wouldn't have
come. That's what Ricky Vega says. If they didn't come later, it doesn't make a difference. Because you already have a raya, she's telling the truth. She didn't have to come in the first place. And the Mela, once she has the Peshas, then the Peshas remains.
Well, she knew there was Eidim somewhere.
Yeah, it's true. If she knew there were Eidim, she quickly ran ahead. If we know that she knew, it wouldn't apply. But generally, the general way it applies. The Seifa, the same thing. She said, I was a Shvuya. A Shvuya, you know, was also to a Kayin. The Tyranny, I was never, no one was Mizana with me. The Menesha Pasha, so a Pesha is hit. Vimeshadim Shinishbis, Vimeres Tyranny, and the Menes. Vimeshinisis Bawe, the Marizulai Saitse. But once she's married, she's believed. So Gemara will say what the case is. This is going on Husha, Shvuya, so hold it. What's the Chiddush of the Shvuya case that I didn't know before? What's the chiddush by telling me the case of Shvuya too? What?
Because
Shvuya
is
based on Shvuya is not such a vada. Eishes ish is a vada yisr. Shvuya is a little shvacher. Shvuya is just a wachayshish someone was mezana with him. So maybe Shvuya is a bigger chiddush than in Yeshayim she's not believed.
It's possible said that Stam Shvuya is new. So
Stam Shvuya.
Possible. So
she's
coming and she's saying
the way they're going. The fact that she has a Peshasa is obvious. If she accepts married, being a Shvuya is less than being married. So, as you say, there's a Havamina, there's a Chazaka that all Shvuya is a Nibal. Maybe it's such a Havamina, that's a Chazaka, she's saying anything as a Chazaka. A component, this is the mission. The Tosis Yontif brings two pshatim if this has to be Tech Kedei Dibur or not. When she says, Grusha, Esha Sashadi, but Grushani, is this talking Davka Tech Kedei Dibur or even not Tech Kedei Dibur? That she has a Peshas. Now, when do we say, when do we certainly need Tech Kedei Dibur? What's the case? We definitely need Tech Kedei Dibur. Huh? When? I mean, there's a general rule. When do we say you have to do something to Akadei Dibur? when it's a contradiction, Kimishagin. When you contradict yourself, that we certainly need to Akadei Dibur. Right? If someone says Vesein Baracha, then he says Saint Talumata. If someone says Talumata, then he says Saint Baracha. Or if somebody, whatever, anything a person changes, he says Shakal Niyab Barbina Bezainis, and he changes it to Barbi Adam. If somebody contradicts, that's for sure, you need Taka Deidibor in order to kind of, to be able to say a contradiction. Now, in a type of Peshaasa, which is a contradiction, so you would need, if you would have such a case, you would need certainly Taka Deidibor. Question is, well, it's not a contradiction. She's saying, Eishes Eshayisi, and then I was divorced. Does that need Taka Deidibor? So the Taisis Yantav brings the Eish Mefarshim, that you don't have a Peshaasa, only if it's Taka Deidibor. And Rashi, his chesed is based, seems to hold that way. And he brings others who say, no. If it's Taka Deidibor, you don't need a Pesha Aser. Taka Deidibor, you can even contradict yourself. But Pesha Aser is after Taka Deidibor. It's after Taka Deidibor. So he brings a Machlekes Rishayim, in which case the Mishnah is talking.
What's the happen in the Taka Deidibor?
That you need Taka Deidibor.
No, the Taka Deidibor is Pesha Aser, you don't need Pesha Aser. What's happening that you
they don't need?
What's happening that you need Pesha Aser for Taka Deidibor?
Well, if they have a Mina that you need Pesha Aser, you need.
You have to be able to say Pesha Aser.
What's the have a Mina that you need Pesha Aser for Taka Deidibor? What's the have a Mina? Chayyim the Kasha is a good Kasha. Taka Deidibor, you can even contradict yourself.
Saying it's
against it. With the Havamina?
Yeah. Contradiction
helps for Pesha Aser, Pesha Hittit. So maybe Taka Deidibor only helps to recant what you said before. But to explain it, you still need the Pesha Aser.
It's not a contradiction that helps for contradicting the Pesha Aser, Pesha
So why, well, without Pesha Aser, why can't I mean, not just believe because of Taka Deidibor? No, maybe you're right. Maybe Taka Deidibor is what I retract. But if you say Ish Yisushani, then Grushani. So without a Pesha Aser, you're not believed to say a Grusha. You believe it's to say, you're saying two things, Ish Yisushani and Grushani. So the first thing you believe, the second thing you're not believed. If you're retracting, is one thing. Not retracting. So without a Pesha Aser, you can't be believed to say Grushani.
So
you didn't finish your Eidus. No, but it is an Eidus. If I'm not retracting, my Eidus is finished. If I'm retracting, I can retract. But I'm not retracting, so my first Eidus remains. Just like if I'm quiet, my first. Let me ask you. If Eidus say Eidus on Tuesday, 2 seconds before Shkia, and taking the Deidus 3 seconds. So I say this on Tuesday. And then the Taka Deidibor ends on Wednesday. So when did they say this? On Tuesday or on Wednesday?
As long as they didn't say anything within the Taka Deidibor.
So they said this on Tuesday. Right?
I'm afraid. Yeah.
Taka Deidibor, you can retract. But if you don't retract, your original Eidus is Eidus.
But if they still... But if they
the same thing here.
Then it
doesn't. She says Eishes Hashani. As long as she doesn't retract, she said Eishes Hashani. If she'll change to Grushani,
she says something else. She's saying something else.
Something totally like different, Grushani. She's saying something happened later, she's not retracting.
It's part of the same Eidus. It's going on.
It's true.
Right now,
but
it's
part of the same Eidus.
Right now,
but to say Grushani, really, a person's not believed. That's how a person has known they wanted to say Grushani. So that's why you need a Pesha Aser.
In a way, it is retracting, because she's saying right now, I'm not Eidus.
So maybe that's the Machlaik, is the two Shitas. Is it a retraction? If it's a retraction, then you don't need a Pesha Aser. Because see, that's not a retraction. You're saying, I wasn't, I Taka got married this and this day. But later, I became a Gerusha. That's good for what they argue. Rekiva Eger is a kasha on the Mishnah. Also, this is in the Pirush of the Mishnayis. He says, what kind of Shavi Anafshe is this? Shavi Anafshe is that you say, I'm awesome. Someone says, Eish Yisushani, Yigushani, there's no Shavi HaNafshei B'chlau. What kind of Shavi HaNafshei was there? What?
She's answering herself to the world, huh?
No, she's saying, I was an Eish Yisish 2 years ago, and I was divorced 1 year ago. So, Lamaisa, she's not saying Yisr.
She's married
Kain. To marry Kain, but she's not trying to be mad at that. We're trying not to be matahar to marry a regular Yisrael. But then he says she's not changing. She's saying Grusha.
His relatives.
So there's no dispute.
His relatives.
His relatives. There's no dispute about that. Well, he says, even if you can argue with me, says for sure. He says, you can argue with me by the Fresha. The Seifa, she says, Shvuyani. And I was not, no one was by me. So the word Shvuyani himself, she says, I was a Shvuyan, no one was by me, has no ramifications at all. Because to say she was captured and no one was by her means that there's no Isser at all. She's not also to anybody. So Shriyani Vakayat, that's certainly. So Vakiv Haga says he doesn't understand what is the Shadya Nashi Tikhadi Surah over here. There's no Shadya Nashi Tikhadi Surah. When she said something, she never, in the first place, created a created an Isser. So she never created an Isser, so then what's the issue? This is Rabbi Kivega's kasha. There's no Shavi Anasha here. So Rabbi Chanan, this Rabbi Kivega is totally in the two ways to learn Shavi Anasha. He says, if Shavi Anasha is a din neder, which Rabbi Kivega apparently holds up, that it's a din neder, so then Rabbi Kivega is right. She never made a neder. If you come into bed, you go, you say, Kainan, Aser, that this thing should be Aser to me like a Shvuya that wasn't Nibala. So that's nothing. That's not an Eder. You're saying this should be Aser like something that's Mutter. I should be Aser to Yisrael like a Grusha. Grusha's not Aser. So Rabbi Kivega learned it's an Eder. So Rabbi Kivega is the Kash. Rabbi Chanan holds, the Iker is, it's an Emanis. Shavi Anashi is an Emanis like two Eidim. Adam Neman al Asma Yasim Emei Eidim. Zot Rabbi Chanan, if Adam Neman al Asma Yasim Emei Eidim, so then Rabbi Kivega's Kash is not Shver. Then when you say Eish Yisishani, we really believe you. It's not a question of whether you mean to Asi yourself. Pshat is Bezda really believes it happens. You say, I got married last 2 years ago. We really honestly believe it happened. If we really believe it happened, so now you say Grushani. We don't believe you to say Grushani. Once you believe you shed Isis Ish, how can we believe you to say Grusha? So you need a Peshas. So Bekiva Eger's Kasha makes sense. If it's a Neder, so then the whole Kasha makes sense. If it's a Neder, so you changed it, you don't need a Peshas. It's just no Neder. You never asked it yourself. But if the part of Shavi Anasha is that we mamish believe in you, that's a different story. If we believe you, then it's... So here we have in the Mishnah, again, the two ways to learn. I told you it's always sticks in somewhere. Rabbi Chanan sticks it in here to the two ways to learn. And if you're eyeing into this on your own, you may see that the two pshatim and the Taisis Yantiv, just don't talk in the Dibur on that, perhaps it's also talking to this. Okay, tomorrow we're going to put our feet up to the pedal a little bit. I'd like, for the sake of covering ground for those of you who really would like to finish the parak, to try to cover quite a bit of ground tomorrow. Please make a laning. We'll put in the time. Try to make a laning down the Amid Beis. It's a sugi of Trey Betray. I'm not going to spend a lot of time, maybe just to speak out some klolim. But I'd like to cover ground. I don't want to cover so much ground that it's going to be like a blur. But I'd still like to cover some ground, so please make a landing down part of the Yom Beis for tomorrow.